Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring.
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
At least Johnny Carson. Karnak. Hold on a second.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Oh, here you go, Courtney. I got a great business idea for you. I only want 15%.
Okay.
A grilled cheese only restaurant.
Yeah, there's multiple of them.
I just brought one up. Roxy's.
That all they do is grilled cheese?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not know that.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but.
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
These were two bites, but it was, you know, the thickness of it was hard. I didn't even handle one.
And accompanied by.
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer. The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
I love when we've hit the point of the show where Greg just goes, keeps going.
I'm just trying to, like, put back on
you
track.
Asked.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning. All
right, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning and happy Marathon Monday from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street in Boston, just steps away from the finish line for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are we today?
Happiest ever.
What a great ride in. We missed Wiggy. We had our joint Uber.
Yeah.
And it was just a perfect way to start the day.
I feel like we should commute into the office together every day. It'd be great for the planet.
I love the scuttlebutt. It was a great way to get the 411 over the weekend and then get ready for the show.
Yeah. And I would certainly like to thank Chris Scott and the entire team here at the Capitol Grill for hosting us, not only for this show for however many years, but also for our Greg Hill Foundation annual Boston Marathon party, which will happen at the end of the show. And I think we are probably, I don't know, 13 years, 14 years into doing that event here. So what an incredible day. I noticed that the Capitol Grill staff was kind enough to have something to greet you when you arrived this morning, Courtney.
Yeah, no, it was a lovely greeting. I was shaking in my boots when I saw Chris this morning, but we hugged it out.
Yeah.
I think we're back on track.
Okay.
I love him dearly.
Uh-huh.
But the caution tape over the women's bathroom was a perfect greeting.
Yeah.
I went in, checked it all out. Gorgeous, as always.
Yeah. All right. On your social, on my Instagram, you could take a look at the caution tape that had been placed over the bathroom, the women's bathroom.
Yes, just women's.
To welcome you here to the Capitol Grill. So, Wiggy, how you doing?
I'm good. What up, man?
Everything good? Sean, how you doing? Everything fine?
Oh, Sean? I'm great. Yeah, it's wonderful back here.
It is. It's technically a holiday, and it's Patriots Day. I know some are working, some aren't working, but we have a full show for you today, and including the, I think, for the first time in quite, what is going on over there?
Good morning, Eamon.
What is Eamon? Don't touch any equipment. That's not your job anymore, please. The governor of the Commonwealth will join us here today at 8:30 or
yes.
so.
Yes, all right.
First time we've had Ask the Governor on the show in a few months. I think it was summertime was the last time we had
last
her on.
Yeah, last was us at Sam Adams Roof Deck. So good to see her today. Big day in Boston.
A lot of big topics to ask her about. Whether it's bike lanes, bus lanes, MBTA.
MBTA, Karen Reed
trial. I was going to say it,
there's a
but
lot
I knew you would.
She ain't going to answer questions about bike lanes.
She's not going to say anything about bike lanes?
No, she's going to say that's the mayor's job.
Did they put a bike lane right down the marathon, the middle of the marathon route, Curtis?
There is.
Okay. Can you bike during the marathon on the route?
I think it's approved, and there's also a stack of blue bikes that are right on the right race route. So if you're feeling a little tired, you can probably rent one to get you to the finish line.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show. And certainly Scottie Scheffler ends up winning his second green jacket.
Damn. What a dud. What an awful weekend to golf.
Who had him?
You didn't like it? Who had him in the WEI pool?
Yeah.
Shime would know. Who had Scheffler?
That would be the one and only Mike Kadlec.
I gotta get him my $20.
All right. Well, yeah, he ended up, you end up getting the number one player in the world, and he ends up winning the Masters, so you win you win some bones there. I don't know, you thought it was a dud?
Total dud. I also think the goings-on in the world were sort of, it dwarfed it. I was saying to Courtney, I haven't seen the ratings. My guess is that it's not going to be a banner weekend for ratings for golf. Scheffler is a great player. Seems like a nice guy, about to be a dad. God bless him. He is just not at all a presence. He's just boring and good.
I said to Curtis this morning, too, it was just not even close for that final stretch. And then to watch Morikawa kind of absolutely tumble down the final stretch. And then also Hovland on Saturday night, watching him where he thought he could just kind of pop it right in and putting and then miss it. Like, stuff like that was fun to watch, but at the end, when you just know Scotty's got it and running away with it, then what's...
So that's what made it a dud, is that he was just that far ahead of everybody?
Well, I mean, when you say at the end, like, you know, when they were on... Those guys were on 6 and 7. There was like 4 or 5 guys that
tied.
were tied at 6 or 7
right.
under. So
no, I'm saying the final 9, and it was it's not anybody's fault. It's just for me, seeing Tiger unravel was not exactly what the weekend I was looking for. What he did on Friday, it was after our show, I said to Ken over the weekend, is one of the more impressive things I've seen in recent memory, to play 23 holes with his body at 1 over par at the toughest course in the world.
Yeah.
Was impressive, but he was, I mean, his body, I don't think he's ever going to be in contention on Sunday again.
Well, I mean, Tiger finished 16 over,
and for the first time since, I think it was second time since 2020, was able to walk a full 72 holes. So right. But he needed the help of the Icy Hot and the back patches and all right. the rest of that stuff.
Which is fine. I bet a lot of guys.
But
have
what makes sense?
Greg, yeah, you just missed an easy one.
What was
he uses Tiger Balm.
Oh, Tiger Balm. But what makes that course so much more difficult than any other?
Well, it's the greens, really. I mean, in general.
And this week it was the
major,
weather.
So.
I'm saying it's specifically for Tiger. Because it was the toughest.
Hilly.
Well, it's not specifically for Tiger. It's just in general.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like just for. I mean, what was Scheffler at 11 under?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you watch the PGA Championship next month in Louisville, my guess is the winning number is going to be around between 15 and 20 under.
Oh,
for the
okay.
weekend. So it's just a tougher course, and Tiger is no longer able to just dominate in the ways that he used to, and I just. It sucks, but he's had a pretty good hell of a run. But it's been for me, the weekend was a yawner when it came to the Masters.
You don't think he wins a Master, like the Masters or a major ever again?
The only way he does, and I wouldn't put it past, like the NFL is protecting the quarterbacks because they know where the bread's buttered. It would not shock me if the PGA allowed some form of a cart for Tiger.
That's what I said.
Because believe me, with the splintering of the two tours now, with the LIV and the PGA, the absence of a charismatic great player, they will do whatever they can to keep the Tiger Woods alive.
Is golf like boxing, where their best player is Tiger Woods, a guy that is got major injuries, and he's the only one that can? He brings eyes to it, like we're boxing. Their best fighter is really Floyd Mayweather, who no longer fights. Is that what kind of golf is like?
Well, no,
There's a lot of other guys that are bringing people to the sport.
But there's about a 30% bump you get with Tiger.
What, Sean?
It's not the same kind of bump with Tiger, sure, but it's as popular. Golf, the sport, is as popular as it may have ever been right now. Like I don't think that they need Tiger right now. Like this is the one time.
What metric would you say that?
Full Swing, I think, brought a lot of people that wouldn't have watched just for Tiger, and Tiger's not even in Full Swing. So I just think that the Brooks Koepkas of the world have become very famous in their own right.
They are, but there's just I think it's just sort of like there's going to be in history, you're going to look at the Tiger 25-year run as a anomaly, that will be something that they'll never reach again because of the crossover appeal. None of these guys, whether they're on Full Swing or anything else, I mean, my guess is most of those golfers – Morikawa or, you know, Fleetwood could just walk down the street here today and nobody would know who they are.
Does next year's Masters, for example, if Tiger's not in it, is there like a people – I know people are going to be watching, but is there like – does it move the needle when you have no Tiger?
Yes, the Masters is completely different than any other tournament because I think because of where it falls on the calendar, because of the golf course being – you know, arguably the most well-known golf course in the United States of America, because of everything that has gone into that tournament, I think it's always, it's always an event that people look forward to sit down and watch all weekend long. I mean, it's nothing better than waking up Saturday morning or yesterday and having golf to watch. I
watching it. I would just say to Shime, I don't know what metric you're saying. It's never been more popular. I mean, ratings this year are down 35%.
Yeah, I'm not talking about necessarily the viewing experience, Curtis. I'm just talking about the sport in general. Like, it is never – golf in general has never been more popular than it is right now. Like, I mean –
But if ratings are down –
Shime, did you see the Sensei drawing of the marathon show?
I did, yes.
Okay. Every time you speak, I imagine you with a ball gag on.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that you're wearing a ball gag in Sensei's
artist. I
would also say to Shime and everybody else, soccer's really popular too.
Right.
Nobody watches it.
Not in the U.S.
No, but Curtis makes
it is. In the United States, more kids play soccer than any other sport.
But that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I mean by popular, Curtis. Like, I mean, like literally everyone of all ages plays golf now. Like, it is one of the most popular things since the pandemic. For whatever reason, it was something people found that they could do outside and still separate. And
yeah,
so
but
since
lacrosse
then,
is popular.
Right. We weren't allowed
no, but it's
to
not,
touch
not
the
like this, Wiggy. Like, golf
yeah, but Sean,
One of the regulations was you could not touch the flag stick.
But Curtis brings up a good point.
Morning, Ken.
Isn't the pop? it, when we look at
ooh, hey, Ken Laird, good morning.
Miles, Ball's mine. Nice sweatshirt. Yeah. But don't we look at popularity? Isn't that about ratings? And if ratings are down,
excuse me, social distance, please.
Lacrosse is popular. That doesn't – if people are not watching it or if the eyeballs are not there, doesn't that mean that the ratings are down and the sport isn't the same way? Like, every sport has the next guy to carry the baton, right? Brady held it for so long. Now we got the Patrick Mahomes. Right. You see it in sports. It was basketball. Then it kind of became a LeBron James thing. Every sport has it. But when you think of golf, and we're talking specifically about Tiger Woods, who's the next guy to grab the baton from Tiger, and then the ratings and the people wanting to see it be like, okay, we want to now be into golf.
Yeah, there really isn't a superstar. I don't think Shime. There's not a superstar.
No, I think they're still looking for that guy. But I mean, a decade ago, when Tiger was going through all his issues, like, we thought the sport of golf was going to die, like outright die, and it has surged back quite strongly since then.
But I don't think there's ever been a dip in people playing golf.
Oh, yes, Curtis.
There's no correlation between who's playing and what the PGA views as popular. They only care about ratings, revenue, and eyeballs.
And they make a crap load of money. Like, they may not be drawing in the same ratings on television, but I think outside of football, a lot of things are down ratings-wise because of cord cutting and everything in between. And I don't think golf on TV does a great job as of right now. They don't show you enough shots. That's a whole pet peeve that I have with them. But I think the sport as a whole is making a ridiculous amount of revenue now. Like, it
You've
is.
Been before.
Those are hot tickets.
You've been, Greg, to the Masters before, correct?
Yes.
So you've been to Augusta.
Yes.
Is it better in person, or is it made for TV? I always wonder that. Like, is it as gorgeous in person as it looks on TV?
Yes,
is it as fun to go to as it seems?
If you're into golf, it's like a religious experience to go there. So, yes, I mean, I think it is. And I think, you know, you can't get very difficult to get. It's like a Super Bowl. Like, you can't get tickets. It's hard to, and they're expensive. So, I think that
And so is the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. But is horse racing a major American sport?
I guess no.
Right.
There's three races all year. That's just an event.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is that the Masters is an event, and even at their lowest point, the Masters will still be one of the top stories in the country. People playing golf is great. For the PGA and LIV, the reason they're about to get acquired by John Henry and his buddies is because it's not that profitable right now. They need to correct it and get it organized onto one tour.
No, it is profitable. The reason they're getting bought out by John Henry is so that they can pay the golfers more. They want to pay the guys more so that the guys stay and don't go away. Like, it's not because it's unprofitable.
How does somebody playing golf impact what the PGA makes?
Curtis, it's literally not what I just said.
You just said it's never been more popular because people play it. What does that have to do with anything?
Because, Curtis, when you actually play the sport, you care about the sport and you watch the sport.
I'm telling
you
that
pay
hasn't
attention
translated.
To it. Yes, but yes,
by
it
the
has.
Only metric that matters that hasn't translated.
Compared to like 10 years ago when the sport was literally on its deathbed, Curtis, yes, it has. Like, it is completely in the opposite
direction.
My guess
is 10 years ago than they are right now.
I would strongly disagree.
We have a lot of time to talk about this, and it's marathon.
I think running is the biggest sport in America. Look, there's going to be thousands of people running past us in
that
an
is
hour.
True. Yeah, we are here at the finish line, just steps away from the finish line for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. And today's show is brought to you by Sitco from the Capitol Grill. And we got a lot to get to, including Leeds in about 10 minutes or so. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we'll talk about what one former teammate of Tom Brady says about how long he could play in the NFL, age-wise. So we'll get to that and the rest of what was said over the weekend coming up at 7. The news with Courtney at 7:30. And as I mentioned at the start of this morning's show, the Governor Maura Healey will join us here for Ask the Governor at around 8:30, sometime between 8:30 and 9, before she makes her way over to present the ceremonial wreath of excellence or whatever it is called. So an awesome day in the city. Courtney's favorite day, I think, of the entire year. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. Happy Marathon Monday. The men's and women's wheelchair division starts right after 9 with the elite men starting at 9:37, elite women at 9:47, and the first wave of runners after that will start at 10. The Sox take the finale and the series with the Angels 5-4 the final yesterday. Yoshida, Cassis, and O'Neill all had homers in this one, while Brian Bayo got the start. He went 5 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 8. Now the series with the Guardians kicks off on this Marathon Monday at Fenway. 11:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 10:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Which number is higher, Scheim? Red Sox errors this weekend or what Homa carded on 12 yesterday?
Oh, after, I would say Red Sox.
I mean, didn't you feel better seeing that? I mean, that when you're in that junk, you got and you got to and you got to take a drop. Yeah, that's like the rest of us.
I saw Tiger shooting 82 and Tony Finau shooting 80, and I said, "Hey, I could do that."
Yeah. I think the greens might be a little bit of an issue.
Oh, yeah, that maybe not at Augusta.
I love the confidence.
How much would that suck being like 10 back and knowing that you still have to play like 5 holes? Wouldn't you just want to say, I'm done,
yeah,
I'm out?
I'm out.
Well, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, putting on the green jacket for the second time of his career, finishing 11 under. The Celtics beat the Wizards 132-122 to end the season. Pete Pritch had a double-double, 38 points and 12 assists.
Unbelievable.
For your guy, Greg.
Your boy.
Unbelievable.
That's your boy.
Yep.
He could be big when it comes to load management playoff-wise.
He's somebody that'll give you something off the bench little bit, you know?
Yep. Right. And the Bruins still have 2 games left tonight on the road against the Capitals. Puck drop at 7. An all-natural chicken is full of flavor, and right now on sale today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, get value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And just to tie up a loose end, because I just, you know, want to make sure we get the facts out there. 10 years ago, the final round of the Masters did a 10-2. The last 2 Masters final rounds combined did an 11.
Curtis, say that, right again.
I mean, you can question me about a lot of things. TV ratings in the Masters is not one of them.
Do you know when the next full eclipse is here in North America?
I think we're still figuring it out.
Courtney, it is currently 45 degrees and sunny. Afternoon high, gorgeous, 70.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I smell a rejoin theme this morning. Is that you looking for requests? You looking for input?
Yes, run themed songs I will take. I have a bunch of them already on my list, so any more that you can add would be great.
Okay, like Wiggy will weigh in from the hip hop side of things, I'm sure.
Yes, 100 miles and running.
What is it?
100 miles and running.
Okay.
Yeah, and running.
Curtis loves that.
I don't think we could play that though.
Okay, no.
Why do you sound so low, man?
What, me?
Is
I
that
sound
me
low?
Or you?
I think it's you sound low. Does Wiggy sound low?
No, he sounds high.
Sounds high? Do you feel like I sound
no,
low?
No, I guess I can't hear y'all in my headphones.
Okay. All right. Well, we can help. Can we help Wiggy? I don't know what's going on. Maybe Wiggy. I want you to be all set over here.
I know. Yeah.
Big day for you. This is one of your favorite days when it comes to food.
Yeah, it is.
You love
by far, hands down.
You love the food here at the Capitol Grill. All right, Scheim, we're at the Capitol Grill. our Marathon Monday show brought to you by Sitco. Sean wanted to clear the record on something that Curtis said earlier.
So yeah, Curtis, wrong again. Last year, Masters final round on CBS scores highest viewership in 5 years at 12.6 million. Curtis, I'm curious.
Oh.
Is 12.6 million viewers higher than 11 million viewers in 2014?
I put it in the Twitch chat. The last 15 years of ratings, since actually 25 years since 1997.
Yes.
And the ratings, you see the actual pie chart. 10 years ago, you said that the ratings were definitely higher. They're not.
No, I said this year they're going to be higher than 10 years ago.
No, right, and they're not. They're nowhere near it.
Curtis, last year, 2023, was more than 2014. I'm looking at the numbers right now. Like 12 million viewers is more than 11.
We could do this all day, Shime. I know I'm right. I had the stat. If you want to send me the story you have, that's great. It's in the Twitch chat, the story that I found.
Okay, I will put mine in the Twitch chat as well.
I mean, it's just to say that they're more popular because people play golf.
Yeah,
Curtis,
that's how sports work.
Is the sport of the future. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Everybody plays Little League. Nobody watches baseball.
Nobody goes to soccer games, though. People go to golf events constantly. Like going to tournaments, the weekends, they're weekend events. People go all the time. The tickets are popular.
Right, because there's one in the entire
country. Not just the Masters, Curtis. It's not just the Masters.
Every weekend, Shime, I know you play golf, so you think everybody watches it. I'm telling you,
I don't think everybody
watches it. There is one golf tournament. There is one golf tournament in the country every weekend. There are hundreds of baseball games.
Yes, that's great. I'm not comparing it to baseball. You're comparing it to things like soccer, and Wiggy brought up lacrosse. I never said it was – I literally said it wasn't more popular than football. Already established that. I don't think it's as popular as the four major sports. Yes, I did, actually. So, way to pay attention. Again.
Many requests in the Twitch chat that I end this argument. I don't know how to end it, but I can end it. Speaking of Twitch, you can watch the show on Twitch, and you can see right behind us the point at which the runners make a right on Hereford and then a left on Boylston. So fire station right across the street from us here, and it is going to be one of the better Marathon Mondays weather-wise of the last bunch of years. So I expect that, speaking of when it comes to attention, that there will probably be more spectators than there have been in a while for this day and this race here today.
It's also shocking to me because I just talked about when the elite men and women start, 9:37, 9:47. Mm-hmm. And then when we're sitting here, the show ends, and we see them quickly after.
Yeah.
And to know that they run that marathon fast.
It's like two hours
insane.
Or whatever. It's amazing. Yeah, it really is. It's absolutely amazing.
Greg, do you think there'll be more people here today than there was 10 years ago?
I don't know. That's a question for Shime and Curtis, Wiggy. There might be more people watching because more people are into running, maybe.
Right. I think that's exactly right because I went to Leo J, couldn't get a tee time.
Can I bet on our races? Is that something you
can
do?
Shime, can you bet? Can you wager today on
that? Not that I know of. I don't believe so.
Can?
Not that
Why
I know
that?
Of. I mean, you might be able to on some back with some back alley bookie, but I'm not. I don't believe on any of the actual sports books that you can.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wiggy is running a sport.
No, anybody can run, Courtney. Oh. I mean, seriously.
Right. Running is not a sport. Athletes.
My mother was 70 years old, and she could run, you know, five steps. She wasn't no athlete.
Okay. Well, but I mean, so you don't think these runners, somebody who's going to go from Hopkinton to here,
it's an unbelievable feat.
In 2 hours?
Yes.
That's not an athlete?
No, that's an unbelievable feat that a person can do.
It requires no athletic ability. This is crazy.
No, not to run. We all can run. We all can walk.
I can't. I mean,
You can't run. I didn't say you can run a marathon, but you can run.
I can barely. We do the 5K every year.
Yeah.
It takes. I barely made it under 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, I could never run a marathon. These guys are highly trained marathon, and women are highly trained marathon runners.
Athletes.
Athletes is different.
They're not
in my opinion. Athletes are different.
I mean, putting your body through what they put their body through, it's
Yeah, but
to
see,
be
that doesn't mean is a race car driver an athlete?
We can argue that all day long. I mean, that requires a ton of athletic endurance.
I'll help you, no.
Your body.
Right.
No.
No.
Is a golfer an athlete?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
As long as
you
they walk.
I don't think a golfer's an
athlete.
I think an athlete is, you know, I view it as like, you know, a hockey player, a baseball player, a lacrosse player, somebody.
Not Michael Phelps.
Yeah, somebody that has to do multiple things
Is a tennis player an athlete?
Yes.
Okay.
Golfers have to do multiple things, though. They have to drive.
No, but they're stationary movement in the sense.
They have to watch the broadcast while they play.
Yeah.
Well, no, a golfer is not.
A golfer doesn't have to hit the ball and then run down the first baseline. It's a complete different. And guess what? The golfer doesn't have to hit the ball when somebody's throwing it to him. Completely different.
Yeah, I think there's varying degrees of difficulty depending on the sport, but I believe the golfers today are athletes. I don't think they were when, you know, Fuzzy Zeller was out there.
Right. All I'm saying is this. If we were to say who are the greatest athletes in the world, I'm not going to put, you know, Tiger Woods,
wow,
Michael Phelps. I'm going to put guys like LeBron. I'm going to put guys like Saquon Barkley.
Phelps, that is crazy to me because what you just said about running down a baseline, Michael Phelps is swimming.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
So that's not stationary.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, swimming is not a sport to me, and it doesn't take a lot of athletic coordination.
All right.
I told you, my boy Rat Man could swim from East Boston to Boston right across the harbor.
All right. We are here to watch the runners do what they do, and I'm sure you will be as well, so we look forward to seeing you around here. Later on today on Marathon Monday, we'll get to They Said It coming up at 7 on this morning show. But right now, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime. That is Brian Adams, and I am going to non-athletically run to you, I think is the title of that one. And your lead this morning, Chime?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. We're going to hit some audio, and They Said It, regarding Tom Brady, but we also talked about it on Friday, and so I felt like I needed to say this. Tom Brady's not coming back. He's doing this simply for the eyes because he can't resist being in the public eye. That's all he wants. That's all he's ever wanted at this point since he's been, since he ended his football career. He just doesn't want you to forget about him. And that's all this is. It's a way for you to keep Tom Brady top of mind. He's not coming back. He's never playing in the NFL again. It's time to move on.
How are we going to forget about him if he's on every Sunday? If he's a play-by-play guy every Sunday.
Well, that's the point. That's why he's drumming up interest right now. Because he's not currently on the television.
I believe that when you say that, and I know there was another, I saw there was another report where somebody had him coming back even earlier. I don't know. When you start to go down that road, especially if you're Brady, a guy who retired, then came out of retirement, and then retired again, I just think there's too much. I don't think you do that for, like, joking purposes. If you're a guy like Tom Brady.
No, I think that the bringing up of Jordan was the thing to me that said this wasn't just BS on a No Bull podcast, because Jordan famously came back years later, had to delay his ownership stake in a team or sell it, whatever it was, and Brady would do that. But I thought Sean McAdam did a great job this weekend on it, and I'm going to shock you guys. Sean McAdam said it was sad. It is sad. This is sad for Tom. Like, he should be on the next stage of his life, next part of his life. This is somebody who's still rudderless without football.
Well, but what's he supposed to do when he's asked the question? I mean,
I'm done.
Oh, of course he's going to say, oh, yeah, you never know. Tom Brady, the same Tom Brady that told us how many years ago that, 90% of what he says is a lie?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just funny when people pick and choose what he is lying about.
Like, yeah, but Bergeron, they asked Bergeron, he's like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, but Tom Brady and Patrice Bergeron are massively
different. No, but I think what Curtis said is when you're asked this question, if you're done, you just go, no, I'm done.
I think personally, I think Tom Brady's personality is to say, yeah, you never know. That's who he is. That's who he's been.
Do you find it offensive, Scheim, when he, you know, wink and a nod keeps it going, like the discussion?
I don't find it offensive. It's just annoying. Like, dude, just stop. You are the greatest quarterback and quite possibly greatest athlete in the history of sports. You have won at the highest level more times than anyone. Just chill out.
If somebody reaches out in November, you think he says no?
Yes.
If he was given, you know, if he had to tell the truth, I think he regrets not taking Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch up on their offer last year. Because I bet you he thinks the only reason he's even thinking about this is because Mahomes has three. And he thinks that if he was on that Niners team, they win that Super Bowl and he wouldn't have to be anywhere near Mahomes. But we'll see. I don't think he actually comes back, but it wasn't. I disagree with Courtney and Scheim. I don't think it was just to get the clicks. I think he's actually thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, Scheim, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Scheim. Great lead. I have this story here, and I need my gambling expert, Scheim, to help me out here.
Okay, what do you got?
Shohei Ohtani, the latest affidavits from this guy, the fall guy, are just staggering. Mizuhara, if you're to believe this, gambled more than the total handle of two states that have since legalized sports gambling.
God.
Say that again. Entire states.
Which two states?
I think it was like North Dakota and somewhere else.
All right.
But
economy's not great out there.
It isn't.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of golf fans.
Yeah.
And so here's the facts. Mizuhara had winning bets of $142,256,769. That sounds great.
Yeah,
he had losing bets of $182,935,206.
Damn.
Leaving you the balance of a negative $40,678,000. In your right mind, is there a way in which anybody, knowing the facts of this case, would believe that Shohei is just walking his dog in Newport Beach without a care in the world, that $100+ million has been taken away from him? Not once, not twice, but countless times. Did you know what else? You can always tell a story's BS based on the first reporting. The first report was around $4 to $4.5 million.
Right.
They knew then it was $142 million.
Right.
Yeah.
So all of these things, and everybody, the feds, Major League Baseball, the broadcast partners that cover them, nobody wants the truth. But I don't know a single person that believes that Shohei Ohtani was just this innocent victim in all this.
There's no way. Or he needs to fire his accountants or whoever's handling
managers.
His money. I mean, if his interpreter was able to gain access to a couple hundred or $100+ million of his money and he didn't know anything about it, he needs to start all over again when it comes to everybody who works around him.
Right, and we're to believe that this guy is like the best con man. He's James Bond of sports betting, right? And then he just sits down with ESPN and just tells them exactly what happened before they have to correct the record.
Yeah.
Not exactly a great criminal if you're telling the media what you were doing before the story gets out there.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the smell test.
No.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah,
dang.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, just steps away from the finish line for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon, which will get underway.
9:37
is the elite. Okay.
Right after 9 o'clock will be the men's and women's wheelchair division.
Excellent. All right, we'll have it all for you here from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, brought to you this morning by Sitco.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got my 7th album dropping and my 8th album coming. Feeding 1,000 growling stomachs. But I could rewind and count it back when it was now or nothing. People said I would mount to nothing, that I had talent for nothing. Said I would succumb to violence or be silenced by
one of the all-time great days in the city of Boston and the Commonwealth. It's Marathon.
Yep.
It's Marathon Monday and it's Patriots Day. And that's a Wiggy request right there. What's that
called?
Little
Jay-Z?
What,
thousand? That was a me request.
That was a Curtis request.
Steps. Oh, that was a Curtis request?
Yeah.
Good job, Curtis.
Good job, Curtis.
Thanks.
Curtis.
I'm hip.
Shime.
Definitely in the loop, Curtis.
Shime, all running themed rejoins today for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. We are at the Capitol Grill, just steps away from the finish line, and we'll get to watch everybody make their way here. One of the, obviously, Wiggy doesn't think they're athletes. I think it's extraordinary that these men and women are able to do this in a couple hours, 26.2 miles. But one of the, I think, more extraordinary things is the everyday people who have never done it, who set a goal for themselves, and through winter and the worst weather possible are out there running, and most of many of them running for a charitable foundation. In the case of the Greg Hill Foundation, I think we have 10 runners on our marathon team this year, and so many charities benefit from the Boston Marathon and from those who raise funds to run. So it's really, it's an amazing thing.
And if you want to follow the runners for the Greg Hill Foundation, you can go on Instagram, and all their bib numbers are there, so you can track them throughout the race.
Okay, and for those wondering, I see a comment every once in a while in the Twitch chat, and you can I'll remind you that you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Courtney was welcomed with open arms here at the Capitol Grill. A lot of questions about how you would be received, but it seems like everything is that kerfuffle has ended, and everything is fine.
It's family, and right? Chris is a family member, and he was a dad that was upset with his daughter for a period of time.
Okay, and now
we've squashed it.
Everything is fine.
Yep. The bathwater is under the bridge.
Okay. let's get to the rest of the leads. And Courtney, you are up. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. We talked a little bit about the Celtics play on the court yesterday already this morning, but I want to give kudos to the Celtics organization with how they dealt with Mike Gorman's final game after 43 years. I think that working in this industry, you meet a lot of people that either call games or are reporters or whatever, and they become too big for their britches?
For their britches, yes. Right. Well done.
Mike Gorman is not one of those people. One of the kindest souls on and off a broadcast, and somebody who takes time to get to know somebody's name, get to know who they are as a person, and what a hell of a career. And to have Scal sit down and do that conversation with him yesterday, so many people were, if you looked around, because it was broadcast, if you looked around at all the people sitting in the stands, people had tears in their eyes. He was getting emotional. It is just, it can't go without saying what a staple he has been for Celtics fans, Celtics players, Celtics coaches. And to see him go, I think it's really sad, but to go out in the way that he is on top is what an accomplishment. So kudos to the Celtics and the way that they handled this, and also kudos, of course, to Mike Gorman.
No disrespect to Scal, but I think you could argue that Mike Gorman and Tommy Heinsohn were arguably the two of the best homer broadcasters that have ever done their homer broadcasting in the city.
Oh, yeah.
I was literally, I swear to God, I was just thinking, the best duo, and I love Remy, I love McDonough, I love Orsillo, all of that. The way in which Tommy and Mike made mediocre Celtics games enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like my entire life in the 90s where we're getting Tommy points. Walter McCarty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The way in which Mike would sort of drag Tommy in but also allow him to be the caricature at times.
Yeah.
Awesome career.
And when he was talking about Tommy, that's when it really got emotional and Tommy's son was there. It was a A-plus situation that they pulled off for the Celtics. So, great career for Mike Gorman.
I mean, I would like to give special mention to Derek Sanderson. I feel like Derek was one of the all-time great homer color guys when it came to broadcasting. But Tommy Heinsohn was the best.
Changed the entire medium, because what he was – was just who he is if he was watching the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
The fact that he could say that Greg Stiesma had timing like Bill Russell, only Tommy could get away with saying that.
The greatest take ever.
Yes, you're right about that, Wiggy. All right, Courtney, good lead. Excellent lead. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Kind of keep it on the back of basketball and the Celtics. The play-in tournament starts tomorrow, and it'll go from the 16th through the 19th. For our Celtics, we sit here and now we wait to see who they potentially could be playing. So for all us basketball fans out there, we want to watch. I think the Eastern Conference, their play-in tournament will be Wednesday night. Tuesday night is the Western Conference. So you'll get to see, and we won't know until Saturday who the Celtics are going to have in the first round in the playoffs. But I am so happy that we finally have playoff basketball. I'm waiting for playoff hockey. I know the Bruins got two more games left. But now that we could start to see what these teams really are, and I mean the Celtics and the Bruins, because the playoffs are finally here, and I'm glad they're finally here. I feel like it's been forever.
Okay, and we think I'm assuming we believe the Celtics with the better chance of the two to win it all this
year. Yeah, and I agree with Curtis, and I think Curtis said this, that the Celtics should not have one series that they play where they don't win it and under six games or less.
Yeah.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
I had a lead that I've been wanting to do all weekend, and I cannot – I don't want to Eric Shun myself. I've seen this story floating around, but I can't necessarily confirm it. Courtney and I, we spent a lot of time trying to confirm it.
Yes.
I think we
could still talk about it.
Is this about the conjoined twins again?
No, okay. It's not. No.
No, but that does keep Greg up at night.
No. Yeah. Conjoined twins, the nickname for the Juju Smith-Schuster snap that he accidentally sent yesterday?
My gosh.
No. Okay. My lead is not about that that accidental snap.
Juju!
It might not have been accidental.
Huh?
Might not have been accidental. If I'm Juju, I said, yeah, I wanted to show.
Well, it's definitely not accidental.
I don't know that he want. Do you think he wanted to show himself in that condition?
Well,
do you think he didn't know that that was out?
Well, that's no. He definitely knew it was out.
Were on it.
Oh,
I mean
the steering wheel.
We get in the car this morning, and this is the scuttlebutt that Curtis is talking about. And I say, "How about that Juju Smith-Schuster snap?" He said, "Yeah, is that his girlfriend? Like, what's the big deal?" I said, "Did you open the photo?"
No, I think he did. He just didn't look in the right area where Juju was.
I'm a man. I don't look at other men.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. That was
odd placement.
Placid is reason why I don't think maybe he wanted to send it in a sexual matter to someone. Yeah. Yes.
If you play it, there's a video. You hear Will Fleming in the background. He was listening to the Sox.
Yeah. I mean, that was not my lead. My lead was not about Juju Smith-Rooster.
Oh no.
This is my question. There are reports that U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play, will go all vegan this fall. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a fan going to a Vikings game, you would have to enjoy a plant-based burger or some kind of a plant-based piece of protein. Do you think that's going to go over well with football fans
no.
if the story is accurate?
It can't be accurate.
Yeah. You don't think it's accurate?
No.
You don't think it's a real report?
No.
The only reason why I think it might be is PETA on their page, on their website, says that U.S. Bank Stadium is the most vegan-friendly stadium for football games.
If they made their stadium vegan,
well,
PETA would
friendly.
Be... Right.
I know, but the fact that they were already going down that direction...
Yeah, Courtney and I looked it up. In 2019, they named it the most vegan-friendly stadium.
Right, okay.
So now here we are 5 years later, and maybe it's worked so well for them. Maybe football. Maybe I don't know football fans. Maybe they're tired of enjoying a delicious burger or pulled pork, or it's sacrilege to say it here at the Capitol Grill, but I mean,
I know.
Because who I think has it the worst would be the Sweet Holders. Because if you kind of look at the food that you get at, you know, most of the games that you go to concessions, it's like, you know, maybe you get a sausage, maybe you get a burger someplace.
You mean it's more like pizza and pretzels?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't vegan no dairy, though?
I mean, I'm talking about the meat aspect of it. I'm talking about the juju aspect of it.
I'm pretty sure vegan is no dairy.
All right,
so
vegan has no dairy. Yeah,
yeah.
It's fun free.
Right, but I'm looking when you say vegan, I think of like the meat products. I'm not really thinking about the dairy issue. And because how much milk do they serve at the
A lot when you consider a pizza.
Right, nachos.
What?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there might be other substitutes. You can't substitute. Nobody wants a turkey sausage.
Turkey would also turkey. Be vegan.
Oh, it can't be turkey, right?
Be turkey
my bad.
Either, yeah.
Well, no one wants a vegan sausage. especially if I'm a sweet holder. I don't want to have my, you know,
customers,
my buffalo chicken dip have to be some type of.
Well, it would be
tofu.
Plant-based. It would just be plant-based.
It would be. No one wants no plant dip.
There's only one plant Wiggy
wants.
Ain't
happening. Yes.
Yeah. There's.
You guys got erection.
He is fond of a. I got erection.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right. Unfortunately, Juju's girlfriend did not appear today.
Oh, who took the picture? That's what I want to know.
A selfie.
I think he took it. Yeah, I think.
Is it though?
Yeah.
He had a selfie.
It's a weird selfie angle.
It's really.
Do you think he's blaming the angle on the?
Did he just mean to send that snap to one person and it got sent to everybody?
The way I looked at when
I don't know how Snapchat works.
The way I saw it is he meant to send it to like friends, like haha, look at. This is funny.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't in a sexual manner. I took the photo.
Okay. So he meant to send it to his buddies.
Yeah. I don't think he was sending
it. It was a harmless dog.
It's an inadvertent deepen.
Yeah. Because if
it's what it was.
It was winking.
By the way, we went past it. The best sign in Boston is at Barking Crab. Big Deck Energy.
Yes. Yes, they phenomenal have, yeah, job. They have Big Deck Energy there. Yes. All
because
right.
if you analyze it, he's double phoning it.
What do you mean?
He's got a phone in his right hand.
Oh,
that's why I'm like, you sure this is somebody? This is a selfie?
Yeah,
no,
I
it's
think
definitely
it was.
A selfie.
I think it was. I mean, where
he's
would
in
the
a
person?
Car.
Yeah,
was
I know that.
Hanging on the outside of the car.
Like, I know. Maybe somebody walked up next to him. That
I don't think.
What?
So. All right. Anyway. Those are the leads. We are at the Capitol Grill. It is a tradition unlike any other. Our annual Marathon Monday broadcast brought to you by Sitco. And we will be right back with They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we'll talk about what one former teammate of Tom Brady says about how long he could keep playing in the NFL. That is coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.